In this practice session, we'll explore doing some standing yoga postures mindfully, taking a moment now to recognize that there's nothing to do for the next 45 minutes or so except breathe and slowly move the body, being curious about how it feels, gently exploring and expanding the range of movement available to you without judgment or a sense of striving or trying to make something happen. Instead, with the intention to nourish and support the body as it is today. Remembering to use diaphragmatic breathing as often as possible and bringing your attention to the breath again and again as we move. I invite you now to stand on the floor or on a yoga mat and we'll come into mountain pose. So look down at your feet and see that they're hip width apart, roughly parallel to one another, with a sense of pressing the feet down into the floor, feeling the muscles in the legs engage. You might even feel the spine lengthening up towards the ceiling, the very top of the head, the crown of the head, moving upward, like the whole body is growing longer. And on an exhalation, relaxing the shoulders down the back as much as they're willing. And have a sense of the weight of the body in the feet. Just noticing the weight is all in the balls and the heels of the feet. You might gently rock back and forth a little bit until you find yourself in that sweet spot in the center where your weight is evenly distributed. Just breathing here for a moment, noticing how the body feels as a whole right now, today. And then on your next inhalation, sweep the arms all the way up, turning the palms up when they get shoulder height, stretching the arms up towards the ceiling, lifting up maybe past the fingertips, if that feels okay on your neck. And then on the exhalation, you can draw the hands together all the way down through the center line of the body to the chest. And then when you're ready, on another inhalation, sweep the arms all the way up overhead, taking your time. And on your own breath timing, on the exhalation, drawing the hands back down through the center line. And we'll inhale one more time, just like that. This time, keep the arms up overhead, and you might lock the thumbs together. If it doesn't feel good in the shoulders, keep them parallel to each other. And feeling yourself stretching all the way from the bottom of the feet up through the legs, the pelvis. You might feel the side body stretching through the shoulders, through the elbows, and all the way out through the fingertips. Breathing here, noticing how it feels in the neck, if it's better to look up, or if it feels better to look in front of you. You might even try closing your eyes. And when you're ready, on an exhale, releasing the arms, letting them float back down to your sides, feeling the air as it moves through the fingers, maybe noticing when gravity takes over, and the arms come to the sides with no effort on your part. And standing once again in mountain pose, you can close your eyes or let the gaze be very soft. Feel the effects of just that stretch in the body. Feeling yourself breathing here and noticing this movement. How is it echoing through your body? What sensations are here that weren't here before? And in the next exhale, deliberately drawing the belly a little bit deeper towards the spine and engaging the core muscles of the body. And then the next time you inhale, inhaling the right arm over the head, leaving the left arm down at your side. And each time you inhale, see if you can root or press down through the right leg as you reach and stretch all the way up the right side of the body, as if you were reaching to pick an apple from a high branch. Longer and longer, the right side becomes, relaxing the left shoulder down, taking a breath here. On the exhale, releasing the arm down to the side. And on the inhale, the left arm reaches up, feeling the stretch rooting and pressing down through the left leg. That helps lengthen the entire left side. As you reach for an apple on this side, a tiny bit higher on that high branch. And on the exhalation, remind the right shoulder to relax and release. And on the next exhalation, the left arm comes back down to the side. And just notice what you feel here. How is this movement affecting the body? What's the ripple in the body? And now on the next exhalation, both arms come up once more, locking the thumbs or keeping the arms parallel. Inhale deeply as you press down, root down with both feet, both legs. And on the next exhalation, stretching to the side, so arching over to the left. Keep the belly drawn back towards the spine. That will protect the low back. You're not going to go any further than it feels right. You're not trying to push this anywhere. You're just exploring. What if I bring the breath into my right side ribs? How does that feel? And then on the next inhalation, slowly bringing yourself back to center, relaxing your arms down, giving them a break. When you're ready, reaching up a little bit higher, bringing the arms back up on the exhale, arcing the arms up the other way, stretching through the whole left side, belly drawn back towards the spine. Just exploring what can be felt on this side of the body. Where does this stretch come in most? And on the next inhalation, coming back to center. And on the next exhale, releasing the arms down. And again, taking some time just to pause and to notice, centering yourself here in the literal center, and awareness of the breathing in the belly. And now we'll begin rolling the shoulders. So drawing the shoulders up towards the ears as far as they can go, and then forward, curling them as close together as they can go, and then releasing them all the way down toward the floor as if you could touch the shoulder blades to the spine or each other, and then up again, taking your time here as you continue to explore, what is my full range of motion here? Making the intention here to support and nourish the body as it is today. Remembering to use diaphragmatic breathing as often as possible and bring attention to the breath again and again as we practice. We want to add the breath to this. As you inhale the shoulders up and forward and exhale the shoulders down and back. one more time in this direction. And then letting the arms be relaxed at your side, passive. Now reversing the shoulder rotation, raising the shoulders up to the ears, letting them drop as the shoulder blades aim towards the spine and each other, then curling forward and up to the ears. Doing this several times, perhaps there's a sense of undoing in the reversal. Releasing in an area of the body where we can have so much tension, allowing it to release as much as it's willing. And then when you even yourself out in that direction, come back to mountain pose, noticing the sensations that are there in the neck and the shoulders now. How is this movement affecting the body? What's the echo? On your next inhale, root down through the legs, the knees, the feet, and once more, take time. And as you exhale, gently bring the right ear towards the right shoulder, letting the left shoulder be heavy, and stay there for a breath. And with your next inhale, slowly bring the head up to center. Do that again, exhaling down and inhaling up. This time on the exhale, keep the chest lifting so that you're not rounding through the spine. Now inhaling the neck, the head back to center. Doing that again. And when you're ready, exhaling the left ear towards the left shoulder, inhaling it back up and exhaling it back down. Several times. On your next inhale, your head comes back to center. And if it feels okay, bringing the chin towards the chest and gently moving the chin to the left and to the right, making this sweeping motion several times, only as far as is comfortable for you, and raising the head back to center. Ground your feet on the floor and the earth below that. Relaxed yet alert, awake, poised, balanced. What's the echo now in the head, the neck, and the shoulders? Our next movement will be a side stretch, and we'll be stretching the arms up again, and now clasping the left wrist with the right hand, and then bending towards the right side. And as you bend, like a tree bending in the wood, wind, not straining, but just playing at the edge of this stretch, you might want to coordinate your breath with the stretch. Where do you feel the stretch in this movement? Can there be stretching on both sides of the body? How can that happen? Maybe lifting out of the ribs on the left side as we stretch along the right. And now the other side, grasping the right wrist with the left hand and stretching along the left side, lifting up and out of the ribs on the right side, playing at the edges, coming in and out of the pose, asking your body, what would it like? How far does it want to stretch? It will tell you. Noticing the mind. What is it saying? And then coming back to center, the arms floating back down into mountain pose. 2 feet are grounded. And a breath. Taking a moment to notice how this movement is echoing in the body. On your next inhale, bring the arms out to the side, shoulder height, palms down. There's a sense of strength in this expansion, rooting, drawing the belly, especially the lower belly below the belly button, back towards the spine. And you're going to shift your weight into the right leg, activating the strong leg muscles and bringing the left leg out to the side, balancing. They are kind of like a star. Hold the leg out to the side and keep breathing. If we hold our breath, tension starts to build in the jaw, the face, behind the eyes. See if you can let that go and keep the effort in the places where it's needed, the belly and the leg. Then slowly lower the leg and the arms together. Take a moment just to breathe, feeling the effects of that. And then when you're ready, shifting your weight to the left leg, drawing the belly in for support, and inhale the arms up shoulder height once more. Activating the strong quadriceps and the thigh and the calf muscles. And now inhale the right leg up to the side, like a star. It doesn't matter how high it is, and if you drop it several times to regain your balance, that's fine. It doesn't matter how long you stay. You're just experiencing how your balance is today. Every day is different. It helps to keep our gaze steady on one spot, but allow your gaze to be soft. Use your peripheral vision. It sends a message to the nervous system not to move into fight or flight, and staying relaxed as we work. And on the exhale, ease that leg down. And standing once more to observe the effects of this balance pose, notice your breath and what's echoing in your body now from this balance pose. And now take your feet a little bit more than hip width apart. Place your hands on hips and ground down through the legs, the knees. The spine's lifting out of the low back. You may find the belly draws back toward the spine naturally. And on the next exhale, you're going to turn the upper torso back towards the right. So it's a twist. And the pelvis remains forward, but the twist starts at the waist and in the mid and upper back. There's a tendency to start the twist in the neck. So release that effort. And so the chest isn't directly over the sternum or the shoulder. the pelvis stays forward. This twist starts in the waist. As you inhale and turn the entire torso to the right, breathing, and then focus particularly on the exhale as you draw the belly towards the spine. Can I increase my twist just a little bit more? You can encourage the shoulders to drop rather than hike up to the ears. And when you're ready, on the inhale, come back to center. And on your next exhale, twisting in the other direction. Using the breath on each inhale, think about rooting down through the legs. The spine grows longer. And on each exhale, perhaps the twist can come just a little bit deeper. Watching so that it doesn't come into the neck. Noticing if you bring tension in places that don't do any good, like lifting the shoulders up or clenching the jaw, hardening the eyes. You can use a breath to soften here, wherever you find tightness. And then on the inhalation, coming back to center, breathing here. And this time we're going to twist from the ankles. So you're going to turn your entire body from the ankles. Everything turns except the feet. To the right first. Just two breaths in this direction. Noticing how this twist changes things for you, if it does. And coming back to center on the inhalation. And with your next exhalation, twisting in the other direction. Noticing sensation here. And if the body wants to go just a little bit further or remain. When you're ready, coming back to center and pausing once more. Breathing, noticing what's the echo in the body now. And now glance down at your feet to notice that their positioning has changed. Maybe the feet splayed out or the toes are pointing in different directions. See if you can bring them more or less parallel to one another. Root the feet, the legs down, feeling the muscles engage, your quads in front. Maybe there's a sense of the kneecaps lifting up. The low belly drops back towards the spine and slightly up. The whole spine lengthens up. It's helpful on the exhalation to imagine the shoulder blades melting down the back and the front of the body lifting up, rising up with the back body relaxing and moving down. We'll move into a half forward fold now. So from here, bend the knees a little bit. So the spine still stays nice and long. The legs are still working, pressing downward. The low belly draws back towards the spine. Spine's really long. And on the exhalation, you can place your hands on your thighs and begin to fold forward at the hips. Don't round the spine. Don't bring your chin towards your chest. It's keeping the back flat like a table as you slowly fold. Fold until the back maybe becomes parallel to the floor. Your legs are strongly working here, and the spine keeps growing longer. There's a tendency here to shorten the front body, allowing a roundness to come into the back. So think about moving, particularly on the inhale, your sternum away from the belly button, lengthening through the front body. And on an inhalation, keeping your back flat, press down through the feet and the legs, and come back up into mountain pose, your original centering position. And just notice how that feels in the body. And if you have any back disc issues, particularly in the low back, you're going to continue with this movement, keeping the spine flat, in neutral, parallel to the floor, not going any further into the forward fold. If you don't have any back issues, on the next exhalation, we'll continue to move into the forward bend we just did. We can all do that together. Taking the time, once you feel like the back is parallel to the floor, or however close the body is willing to move today, in a way that has a certain steadiness to it, a certain ease, even though you're working here. You don't want to be working to the point where you're holding your breath or you're grimacing. And then on the next exhalation, if your back is okay with this, allow yourself to continue folding towards the floor. Hands are sliding down slowly down the legs, maybe to your knees or your shins, your ankles. Keep attempting to keep the back flat in neutral position until you reach your limit. Probably the hamstrings on the backs of the legs will let you know when you've reached your limit. Keep pressing down through the feet and the legs. They're active, the quads are engaged, the belly deep towards the spine. And then on the next exhalation, you can release and let go. The head can dangle towards the floor. The knees are still bent. You might even shake your head side to side, as if to say no, or nod up and down with yes. Releasing any tension in the neck. And gently press the fingertips into something. Maybe it's your knees or your ankles, maybe your feet. If you happen to be born with stretchy hamstrings, you might be able to have your hands on the floor. Most of us can't. Gently press those fingertips into whatever they can and encourage your shoulders towards the waist. Don't let them collapse around the ears. You want the neck to feel long and free. And on the next inhalation, take the hands closer up to the thighs. Bring the spine back to that flat, neutral position. Keep pressing down, rooting the legs, the feet. And on the next inhalation, you're going to come up with that flat back, all the way back up to standing, breathing there, taking a moment to feel the echo in the body. And now we're going to go back into half forward fold and do some arm stretches. So inhaling, rooting the legs, lengthening the spine, a little bend in the spine. coming back to our half forward bend, that place where the back is more or less parallel to the floor. Legs are rooting, the belly is deep. And if it feels okay here, on the inhalation, reach the right arm straight forward. The arm now is parallel to the floor, breathing there as if you're stretching to reach for something. And on the exhalation, that hand comes back to the thigh or the waist. And now inhaling the left arm forward, reaching for something in front of you there. Noticing what you feel as you do this stretch. And bringing that hand back down. And with the inhale, slowly, mindfully, coming back to your mountain pose with another centering pause, perhaps closing the eyes, listening to the echo of this movement in the body. What's here now? And giving the body a moment here to let everything settle. And now we'll mindfully move into chair pose. So looking down at your feet, you might want to take them closer together. Maybe even the big toes touching and the heels slightly apart. But if that doesn't feel right in your body, take your feet as far as they need to be, but no further than hip width apart. And once again, that sense of rooting down through the feet and the legs lengthening, the spine lifting, letting the low belly drop back towards the spine. And on the exhalation, bending the knees and the ankles, keeping the spine as tall and vertical as you can. And then you can keep your hands on your thighs. Or on the inhale, you can sweep the arms up shoulder height, facing forward, palms are down, and sit back in your seat. This is called chair pose. So imagine that at any moment someone is going to slip a chair for you to sit on. Instead, that's not going to happen. You might feel this through the legs. You might feel it in the ankles, in the belly. Where you don't want to feel this is in the low back. And if this is happening for you, come out of it a little bit. Stand up a little straighter. And if it's not, you can drop slightly lower. Keep breathing, relaxing the jaw. And then on an inhale, press down through the heels to come back to mountain pose. Allowing the breath to be however it wants to be. Perhaps shaking the arms and the legs out a little bit, inviting tension or any fatigue or whatever may have built up to leave on an exhalation. And then once more, rooting down through the legs to strengthen the spine up, we're going to move into tree pose. So bring the weight into the right leg. See if you can do that without shifting your body strongly to the right. Just engage the muscles of the right leg and draw the belly back towards the spine. And unweighting the left leg, turn the left knee, bend it slightly now towards the side. The left heel can rest against the left ankle. The hands can be together at the heart center, or out to the side if that's more helpful. You can stay here, or you can take the sole of the foot and press it into the right calf. or the left foot all the way up to the side of your right thigh, above or below the knee, but never on the knee. If you were to lose your balance, too much pressure would be put in the side of this joint. And hands can stay at the center there, or if you like, you can bring them up overhead, either palms together or arms and hands parallel to the floor. Just exploring here. Not trying to make your goal to stay balanced. Never losing balance, because then the pose tends to be rigid. A certain ease with the pose and ability to breathe here. And when you're ready, transitioning that foot back down to the floor as you bring the arms back down to the side and a breath or two at center. And when you're ready, bringing the weight into the left leg. Sense of the leg being rooted, grounded, all the way down to the center of the earth. The spine is tall and long, belly drawn back. Unweight the right foot. Turn the knee to the side, deciding where you want to rest this foot. The ankle, the calf, the thigh. Press the foot into the leg and the leg into the foot. See if you can relax the tongue. Release any tension in the face. And notice that trees aren't rocks. They don't stand still. They move. They sway. Sometimes they fall over. So let your tree be natural. Some days the weather will be calm. The trees are still. And other days they're moving all over the place with the wind. Can you just be with what is? Observe the ego here that perhaps wants things to be a certain way. Maybe it's critical. Drawing conclusions on how the balance is on this given day. Just smile at that voice in the head and let it drift by like clouds in the sky. Coming back to center when you're ready and feeling the body as a whole here. And now we'll do a couple remaining stretches sitting down. So sitting down on the floor or your mat, bring the soles of the feet together. The knees are wide apart. The feet are as close into the pelvis as feels right for you. Bring the fingertips and the palms of the hands back behind you and gently press the hands to lengthen the spine up, pressing or rooting the pelvis down into the floor to find that length and extension. And if you think you can keep the spine vertical here, you can bring your hands to hold onto your ankles, or you could hold onto your toes, but you don't need to. Gently pressing the soles of the feet into one another, drawing the knees towards the side walls, relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. One more breath here. And now you're going to straighten your left leg and bring the sole of the right foot into and against the right thigh. If that doesn't feel good on your knees or your hip, you can take the sole of the foot further down the leg, maybe to the knee or the calf. And then just adjust so that your belly button is facing along the inner line of the straight leg. You might need to draw your left hip back just a little bit. Inhale the arms up overhead, rooting down through the pelvis to lengthen the spine really nice and tall and long. And on the exhale, bringing hinging forward from the hips. So once again, the spine stays flat, stays in neutral position, as you tip forward at the pelvis. Now, it's possible that your body will say, not today, straight up is where I'm staying. So maybe the pelvis can tip just a little bit, and you can allow the hands to float down to either side of the straight leg. And each time you inhale now, rooting down through the sit bones, lengthening the spine. And then each time you exhale, just let gravity do its thing. And maybe the pelvis can tip forward just a little bit more. It's tempting to try and bring your head down towards your leg, but your spine will round and the front of the body will get shorter. We're not going to do that. Instead, if you were to lay yourself down on your leg, the belly would land first, the chest second, and your head last. So see if you can release any striving here, any goal of getting lower. That's not the point. Instead, we're just exploring what happens here. As I lengthen on the inhale, just see where gravity takes me on the exhale. And the next time you inhale, gently bring yourself up to vertical, noticing how you feel. What's echoing in the body right now? Straightening the right leg now so that both legs are straight. Take a moment here and draw the left foot in perhaps all the way up to the thigh. The right leg is straight now. Turn the belly button so that the navel lines up with the inner line of the right leg. Inhale the arms straight up overhead, rooting in the pelvis, lengthening up through the spine. And then on the exhalation, once again, tipping forward, hinging at the hips, exploring your range of motion here. On each inhalation, rooting down through the pelvis, lengthening the spine up. And on each exhalation, allow the arms to float down, resting on either side of the leg. Remembering on your inhale to lengthen through the front of the body. Think about drawing the heart further towards your foot. And then on the exhalation, just let gravity do what it does as you explore your movement on this side, which might be different than the other side. And pressing the right leg a little into the floor so that the muscles on the front of the leg engage a little bit. When the quad muscles engage in front, the hamstrings release a little bit easier. And when you're ready, on the next inhalation, gently bringing yourself back to vertical once more. And you can shake out your legs as you straighten both of them, giving them a chance to release and let go. And now, bringing yourself to lie down on your mat or on the floor with your arms at your sides, just noticing what's here as your body comes into stillness, feeling the rise and the fall of the belly here. And then bend the knees so that they face the ceiling. The feet are flat on the floor, fairly close to the pelvis. Arms at the side, hands face down. and fingers point towards your feet. Find the neutral spine here so that your back is fairly flat. You're not pressing your low back into the floor and you're not arching away. And the next time you inhale, press down into the feet to lift the hips up off the floor. And as you exhale, the hips can come back down to the floor, lifting up and down at your own pace. Each time you inhale, you press through the feet, press down through the arms and the shoulders to lift the hips up, making sure your neck stays in a natural curve. You don't want to collapse the chin against the chest, but keep it tipped a little bit towards the ceiling. As the hips rise and fall with the breath, playing up and down. And the next time you come up, see if you can stay up. Allow the inhalation to come up all the way into the chest, a sense of opening there in the chest as you inhale. And as you exhale, draw the low belly down towards the spine. There's a tendency for the belly to poof up towards the ceiling. Instead, you want the belly to stay deep, the core's engaged, and let the breath instead come all the way into the chest. And as these sensations intensify, can you find a sense of ease here breathing? A sense of not muscling yourself through it, but breathing through it? A sense of stillness, maybe, of being as you are in this moment. And then on the next exhalation, releasing the hips back down towards the floor, hugging the knees into the chest, gently rocking side to side, getting a low back massage, letting go of any tension that you may have built in the back as you were practicing here. And you may even want to bring your head up between your knees, gently rock back and forth here, massaging your mid-back and upper back. And then releasing that, lengthening the legs down onto the mat, coming into what's called corpse pose. So the legs are slightly apart from one another. Let the feet relax and fall away from each other. The arms are slightly away from the body. The palms are up. Shoulders are relaxed and dropping a bit towards your waist. And corpse pose may sound a bit like a morbid name. It's really about completely releasing and relaxing, letting go of the physical body. And yet the mind is awake, alert. It's feeling the body as a whole. And taking a moment to remember what it means to engage in this kind of practice on a regular basis, offering yourself some time, some energy to nourish the body, and it helps you to maintain and improve your health. And to practice mindfulness in this way, and maybe eventually incorporating postures you might already know or find that your body needs in these. Doing it without guidance. Taking the time to listen to what the body is telling you, honoring the messages it's giving you, rather than pushing through them. Observing and dwelling in your limits that will change from day to day. Instead of judging, finding compassion with yourself on those days when things don't come as easily and the body needs more support. And noticing as well when you become stronger, more flexible, more balanced with practice.